This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. So by now you hopefully realize that everything is rigged. When I was saying this 10 years ago and 5 years ago, you know, people thought, gosh, that sounded crazy. What do you mean everything is rigged? No, the system is honest, and this is a democracy. Our votes count. Now, today in 2016, it's rather hilarious to watch people all across America, whether they're Republicans or Democrats, realizing, oh my God, our votes don't count. Yeah, the nominees have already been selected. They've already been appointed by the power elite, and your vote doesn't count. And yes, the system is totally rigged. But that's not even what this discussion is even really about. It's not about the politics. It's about how everything in society is rigged against you. And maybe that sounds a little, I don't know, overwhelming, depressing, but with the caveat that when you gain knowledge and understanding of these things, you can be set free from them. Allow me to explain what else is rigged so that you can finally walk through the world with your eyes wide open and escape some of these prisons that have been built for all of us. So not only is all of politics rigged to create the illusion of democracy, the entire financial system is also rigged against you. In 2008, who did the Federal Reserve and the U.S. Treasury give almost $1 trillion to bail them out because they made bad decisions? Who was that? Well, the global elite banksters, of course, the investment houses, the Goldman Sachs. Did they give that money to you? No, of course not. Did they bail out your business when you made a mistake? You made a bad decision? You lost money on a deal? You made a bet and the bet turned against you? Did they bail you out? No. They bailed out their friends, the banksters. Yeah, the same banksters that own your home and own your car and own your loans and own all the paper debt and own your credit card debt. Those people, they who earn money off your hard work and off your labor and off your effort. They got more free money from Washington. Because the entire financial system is rigged against you, just like the political system is rigged against you. And now let's talk about healthcare. Oh my God, Obamacare, the health insurers, the pharmaceutical companies. That whole system is obviously rigged against you. First of all, it's all a monopoly. The FDA hands out medical monopolies to drug companies through its drug approval process, and then it protects the monopoly prices of those drug companies by banning your ability to purchase drugs, you know, prescription drugs from perfectly legal and safe pharmacies in places like Canada, for example. And then Google plays right along with that and bans Canadian pharmacies from advertising their pharmaceuticals to American consumers. It's a monopoly because the game is rigged. It's rigged to have the doctors bribed so that they prescribe drugs to you that are priced at monopoly profiteering prices by the drug companies that pay money to the FDA to approve their drugs. And those are the same companies that bribe the politicians that make the laws that empower the FDA to enforce the monopolies that screw you out of every last penny you've ever earned as you're sick and dying from diseases that are entirely preventable. That system is rigged, just like the financial system is rigged, just like the political system is rigged. And I haven't even begun to get into the full depths of how this entire system is rigged. Let's talk about property taxes. You think you own your property? You think you own your home, even if you think you have it free and clear? You think you own a piece of land? Well, you can test that ownership by refusing to pay your property taxes for a year or two and find out who really owns it, because I guarantee you it won't be long before your local government dispatches men with guns to come seize that property and force its sale and take the money to satisfy what they call your property taxes. Well, you think you've earned your money and you've invested it free and clear and you own a piece of land where you just want to retire. You just want to be left alone. You just want to say to society, leave me the hell alone. I just want to be here and grow my little garden, right? And plant my little flower garden or whatever you want to do. But no, the city comes around, or the county, every year with a gun to your head, says, pay us. Pay us, or we're going to kick you off your own land. Oh, and by the way, we're going to set the prices of how much you have to pay us, because we decide how much your property is worth, and we decide what the tax rates are. So, unless you have some way to keep earning money, even after you've retired, you can't even keep a cabin in the woods. Because the system is rigged against you. And so what do you got to do? You got to go earn some money to be able to pay the property taxes on your cabin in the woods that you already paid off and you thought you owned free and clear. So you go get a job somewhere. But of course, you're up there in the years. You're not 19 anymore. You're not 25. You're not 35. You're up there in the years. So the system doesn't value you anymore because they don't value wisdom and experience. What they value is some slave worker that they can work to death who has the energy to put in the 12 hours that's required of you, even though you're only being paid for 8. So they want somebody younger. So what kind of job can you get? Not the good ones anymore, can you? So you get jobs, cashiers at a hardware store, Walmart greeter, you know, maybe some low pay office work or temporary worker, and it's beneath you. It's a fraction of what you're worth, and yet that's all you can get. And even then, as you're earning that money, guess what? Mr. Obama reaches in and takes out his share called Obamacare. You got to pay him, because that money goes to the insurance companies that are handing out money to the same pharmaceutical monopolies that are screwing you over every chance they get and making sure you stay in a cycle of endless disease and suffering. The whole system is rigged, and it's designed to keep you trapped in an endless cycle of slave labor and consumerism and debt. Meanwhile, the central banks are printing their own money, fiat currency. It's not backed by anything, not backed by gold. It's completely fake currency. It's paper money backed by nothing but the, quote, full faith and credit of the federal government, which is headed for about $20 trillion in debt. In other words, there is no credit that's worth anything in the U.S. government today. So they can print money for themselves and their buddies, but if you do something like that, you get arrested and you go to jail for what? Counterfeiting. Yeah, if you start copying $100 bills or printing them out or even drawing them with a pen and some fine cotton paper to look like a $100 bill or even to be an artistic variation of a $100 bill, you're going to get arrested by the U.S. Secret Service. Or some, you know, the Treasury people, Secret Service, some combination of men with guns. But in Washington, D.C., they can counterfeit money all day long and hand it out to their friends in the banks, laugh all the way to the bank while they're flying in their private jets. Yeah, while you're slaving away at some part-time temporary job just to pay the property tax on your cabin in the woods that you thought you owned. You know, back in 2008, I wrote a song called I Want My Bailout Money. I was featured on the front page of the Wall Street Journal for that song. And if you go onto YouTube right now, you can search for it. Just search for I Want My Bailout Money. Sweet green cash just dripping with honey. Gotta keep this economy running. I need another hit of my bailout money. That's my song. It was kind of a hilarious attempt to do just a rap out criticism of the entire failed system of massive corporations and Wall Street bankers taking all the money and getting rich while people like you and I are slaving away and living often in poverty or stuck in a middle class existence, just trying to get by every single day. Because the system is rigged. Maybe I ought to do a new song called "The System is Rigged" and just talk about how everything is rigged. That sounds fun, right? Maybe I should do another rap song. I haven't done a rap in a while. I know it's not the favorite genre of Natural News readers and fans. They're not really into rap that much. And I kind of approach it from a satirical point of view. I rap as a form of protest. It's a great genre for raging against the system, if you will. That's where rap really shines. So I think maybe I'll do a rap song called "The System is Rigged." That would be fun. But then again, you might be asking, what's the point? So what? You write a song, you sing, the system is rigged. So what? Well, here's where I'm going to get to the practical discussion here. I don't want to leave you hanging with all this depression and all the ways the system is screwing you over. Because I think you know that by now. I think that over the last 10 years, there has been a mass awakening, a mass education among all the people who were once living in denial or in delusional fairy tales, thinking everything's great. Yes, CNN says the stock market's going to go up forever. But now your eyes are open. You realize, holy crap, this whole system is rigged against us. We're nothing but slaves living under the illusion of freedom and democracy. But there is no democracy. Your votes don't count. There is no freedom. You're a financial slave to the system, and it's designed that way on purpose. You think that's an accident? You think that's a coincidence that the people at the top of the financial food chain are earning $100 million a year while you're barely able to pay the property tax on your cabin in the woods? No, it's not a coincidence. It's by design. It's by design, and they're not going to give that up voluntarily, you see. The only way this changes, and this is where the optimism comes in, the only way this changes is if enough people open their eyes and wake up and get pissed off and start marching in the streets and start forcing this change upon the system. Now, I don't know if humanity, if the average American today, I don't know if they even have the cognitive capacity to understand the complexity of the economic system and how they're being screwed. And this is one of the ways that the banking system has gotten away for so long with ripping everybody off, is because they've made it so complex that you almost have to have a PhD in mathematics to figure it all out. I mean, you got to be able to calculate the time risk factors of derivatives, which are investment vehicles that are based on the movement of other investment vehicles. And then they've packaged those and layer those in bundles to make it so that nobody can trace through the system. This is why the entire subprime mortgage system imploded, because it was so difficult for people to trace through the system. It had it lots of people fooled, and those who really knew what was happening at the top of the financial food chain, they were committing the fraud and the crimes, knowing that they would be bailed out because they have friends in Washington and you don't. So they pulled it off because they knew they could, but they could pull the wool over the eyes of everybody else because they know that the average American cannot even calculate a 15% tip to a waiter at a restaurant, much less figure out how they're being royally screwed by fiat currency printing, debt creation, and lending fraud that creates money out of nothing and then charges you interest to borrow it. You see? So I'm not entirely sure that people can even come to understand how they're being screwed, which, of course, is a prerequisite for being able to stand up against it and fight back against it and demand real change. So I'm not 100% optimistic that we can win this thing. And yet, I do believe that the pain of the collapse that's coming is going to be so great that we will have people marching in the streets, and that we will one day soon, I believe, criminalize the kinds of banking activities that are now normal and standard in our society today. These banking activities that have stolen so much from society, that have contributed nothing to our world, but have taken so much from everyone else. These banksters and their investment banking frauds, they must be stopped if we are to have any kind of a future civilization on this planet that resembles anything like a first world existence. These bankers will suck every last drop of economic productivity out of the economy, and they will leave every last person destitute, impoverished, diseased, desperate for food and water and shelter and health care. They will take every last dime that every person has ever earned or ever saved or ever invested, and they will stick it in their pockets so they can buy their jets and their mansions on their lakes, so they can live their lives of luxury while everybody else suffers, because that's who they are. Those are the kind of people that are destroying our world, and those are the kinds of people that we have to resist with every fiber of humanity that is in our own hearts and minds. Those people, those banksters, those monopolists, those greed-driven, inhuman, what are they? Demons that walk our earth in the clothing of suits and ties, they are the most dangerous and destructive force on our planet. We will never have liberty and freedom and justice or even health or even education or even a future if we don't stop these banksters and their operations cold. And this is not to say I'm not anti-free market. I'm not anti-capitalism. Just to be clear, I am fully in favor of Austrian free market economics, but there have to be rules in the free market. I'm not about confiscating money and redistributing it to people who don't deserve it, but is it right? Is it right for a government to create trillions of dollars and hand it out to the banksters while creating debt that lands on the backs of all the people who are eventually going to have to repay it from their low-wage jobs over the long term? No, that's totally wrong. That's a crime against the people, and that's what's going on. It's not that, see, we don't even have a free market right now. What we have is called cronyism. Some people call it crony capitalism, but it's not even capitalism. It's just cronyism. If you have friends in Washington, friends in all the right places, all the right power people, you get free money, billions and even trillions in free money. You get the government to bail out your mistakes. You can bet big against the derivatives market, and if you win, you get to keep it. If you lose, the taxpayers bail you out. Well, that's a no-brainer if you can get that kind of position. How can you lose? You can't, because what they're doing is they're shifting the risk and the losses to the people like you and me that are working our asses off just to get by, just to get ahead, just to have some kind of savings, just to have some kind of economic future where we might be able to retire one day and enjoy life for a moment before they come knocking on our doors with their guns and their coercion and their demands for more money from us yet again. So we don't have capitalism. What we have is cronyism. We have a system of political, banking, fascism, and fraud. That's all it is. It is nothing else. So it's going to take a mass uprising to stop this system. And I'm talking about an uprising where we parade these bankers through the streets, where they are arrested and prosecuted and tried for their crimes. And probably a whole bunch of them will be jumping off buildings too, maybe to avoid the mobs. I mean, it's going to happen, because the minute people figure this out, the mobs will be unleashed. The only reason it hasn't happened yet is because most people haven't been able to do the math. But at some point, it's going to become so obvious and so unavoidable or inescapable in terms of the conclusions that people will be marching in the streets. And I can only hope that these banksters will be arrested and they will be thrown in prison and their assets will be seized and given back to the people from which they were stolen. And that's not a socialist idea. That's just flat out financial justice. We've been ripped off. We've been stolen from. We the workers, we the people of America, we've been stolen from. All that money has been stolen from us and accumulated into the hands of the few, and it's time to reverse that situation and put that money back into the hands of the people. And by the way, just so you know, There is no financial need for this government, the United States government, to collect a single dime of taxes from you as an individual. This country can run itself on nothing but corporate taxes and taxes on energy, for example, oil, and petroleum, natural gas, what have you. This government does not need a single penny from individuals. The entire federal income tax scheme is nothing but a fraud and a distraction to keep you occupied while they steal everything from you through other means that you don't immediately recognize. If this government can create $1 trillion overnight and hand it out to the bankers, then they can create $1 trillion overnight to replace your tax dollars. Individual taxes in this country only raise about $2 to $3 trillion a year. That's it. The government can create that overnight, effortlessly, at zero cost, and use that to fund its entire operations. And how do we know that? Because they do it all the time when they need to bail out their friends at Goldman Sachs and other banks. They do it all the time. They don't need a dime from you. Tax code is a scam. It's a distraction. Just to keep you busy, scrapping after little slips of paper and numbers, keep you occupied so that you don't march in the streets, so that you don't wake up to the massive con that's being perpetrated, so that you don't threaten their power monopoly and the structure of a complete rigged fraud, a total financial racket that they have in place and that they want to keep in place at all costs. So they're going to give you all kinds of things to keep you busy. Keep your brain occupied. Football, celebrities on TV, Kim Kardashian's ass, whatever it takes, they're going to keep your brain occupied and filling out your taxes so that they can keep ripping you off steadily day by day, dollar by dollar, stealing from you when you're awake, stealing from you when you're asleep by debasing the currency, stealing from you at your job. Every hour you work, they collect their percentage. Stealing from you with your credit card, stealing from you from your debt. It just goes on and on. So yeah, the system is rigged. But every rigged system eventually collapses. So the real question in all of this is not, is the system rigged? Of course it is. You know it is. You get that. The real question is, what will we build on the other side of the collapse of this rigged system? When this system implodes and collapses and we do have the mobs marching in the streets, which is inevitable, and I'm not calling for violence, by the way, I'm just pointing out that this is going to happen. And it probably is going to be violent, even if we don't want it to, because people are going to be so angry that they will be unrestrained. They will be highly emotional when they figure this out. And so the question is, what do we build on the other side of this? And in my view, and this is what I want to put on the record, in my view, we need a system based on a gold standard, number one, so the government can't create fake money and manipulate the money supply. Secondly, we have to respect liberty, individual liberty, but we have to hold corporations accountable. So we need strong regulations of large corporate entities, but we need relatively few regulations on individuals and small businesses so that they have a chance to prosper. And thirdly, we need to eliminate this entire tax code that taxes our earnings. We should be taxing consumption, not earnings. You should be able to keep every dollar you earn. You should be able to keep every dollar you invest that has a return. That should be yours to keep. The only time the government should ever tax anything is in consumption, like a sales tax. But they don't even need that, you see, because they can create all the money in the world under the current system. Now, under the gold standard, they can't, which would actually be a more honest system. Finally, we have to respect the benefits of free market systems and recognize that what we have today is not a free market. What we have today is a corrupt crony system of fraud and insider deals from the Washington establishment. What we need is actual free markets combined with real liberty, combined with a gold-based currency. That would equal prosperity. Then you'd be able to actually keep what you earn, retire in peace one day, buy your cabin in the woods, pay it off, and tell the government, leave me the hell alone. I'm going to retire here and mind my own damn business, which is really what most people want to do at some point in their lives. They're willing to work hard. They're willing to contribute financially to a society. But at some point, they want to just take their earnings and retire and tell the government, leave me the hell alone. I've done my part. Can't I just live out the rest of my years in peace? An honest money system would bring that possibility to us. Gold-backed currency. A real free market. A government that isn't owned and occupied by the corporations. In other words, we can't have fascism. We can't have a centrally planned economy. We have to have a free market system. But it has to be based on rules that don't allow the power elite to rig every system against us. So that's the bottom line truth of what's actually happening and how it might change for the better, but also a warning about the turmoil that's going to come during this transition. We are headed for some very, very difficult, chaotic times. And rest assured that there will be days that there are people marching in the streets angry, and they might even be marching against the wrong people. Who knows? They might blame the wrong victim for all of this and not realize how they're really being screwed from the global elitists at the top and the banksters and the bureaucrats and the politicians. Although I suspect that more and more people today are finally waking up and realizing it is the politicians and the bureaucrats that have sold us out. It is the political system that is rigged in both the GOP and the DNC. It is the bankers that are stealing every bit of wealth from us all and laughing all the way to the bank in their private jets and 45-foot ocean yachts. And it's time for that system to change. So get ready. Get ready for some real radical change that's coming in our society, because the age in which we're living now is collapsing, and it will be replaced by something different. And it can go in one of two directions. It can go into a very, very dark totalitarian direction, a total police state society where free speech is criminalized and the global elite clamped down on every freedom. That's the future that Obama has been trying to give us, and Bush before him, and every establishment president has been pushing us in that direction. Or we could have a real revolution for the people where we have fundamental freedoms restored. The Bill of Rights, free speech, the First Amendment, the Second Amendment, the Fourth and Fifth Amendments especially. Not so many people are interested in the Third Amendment, although I do not want government troops quartered in my home, so I like the Third Amendment too. But the Fourth and Fifth are being violated routinely every day right now in our society. We need to have our freedom restored, our privacy restored, our liberty restored, and our honest money system rebuilt from the ground up. The central banks are the ultimate criminals in this scam. And the investment houses like Goldman Sachs, they will destroy this world for their own personal gain if we let them do it. So it's time to stop them, and it's time for a peaceful revolution for the people to rise up and take back their society and take back their money supply and take back their own financial futures from these thieves, these criminals that have stolen it from us. I hope this has been somewhat educational. My name is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. You can find my website at naturalnews.com. I cover politics and economics at newstarget.com. If you want to read about the coming collapse, just go to collapse.news. Or bugout.news if you want news about how to get out of Dodge before it all collapses around you. And finally, if you want to hear my podcast, go to healthrangerreport.com. That's where I post all my audio podcasts as they are finalized. So thank you for listening, and good luck in what's coming. You have been forewarned, but you're also awake and aware, so you're ahead of almost everybody else. You're going to do better than everybody else. But it's not going to be easy for any of us, not even myself, even though I'm aware of this too. So be ready, and let's win back our freedom for a change. Let's change the future together. Thanks for listening.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.